original topic.
The original topic.
You still haven't finished getting over it.
Shut your mouth. I'll never get over it. And we're talking
at about, this rate, that is correct.
We're talking about the game, getting over it with Bennett Valdi.
He's had this game for almost a year now.
Shut your mouth.
Almost a whole year.
No, I just bought it today, okay?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Just bought it today.
Sure.
Yep. But, you know.
Didn't you get it through your Humble Bundle?
No. I fucking bought it like a man. But thank you for joining us on the Human Podcast.
Oh, do you want your man card back?
What?
As you can tell, we're a little disorganized.
Well, I mean, this podcast is always disorganized. It has never been like, oh, an organized podcast.
Every now and then you try, which is fresh.
On this podcast?
Yeah.
I like how Courtney's like using like the pop filter as like, you know.
She learned that from me. Oh, and speaking of which, she's correct. This is going to get annoying at some point.
I mean, you can like churn down the fucking brightness of the light. You have the fucking remote right there.
Just because.
Whatever. But, you know, you're at the Human Podcast. You know what it is.
You only ever cut me off.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. It's great. And, yeah, you're about to waste a fucking hour of your life. I actually wrote shit down again. So,
Wait, is it fair to say just theirs? Aren't we also wasting an hour of our lives?
No. I'm wasting your time.
What are you doing?
Having fun at your expense.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, wait. I think the response is you're welcome,
Alex.
I mean, like, we can start off with the subject you brought up the other night about the fucking midgets fucking tall people.
What? What subject? No.
The midgets?
No. Okay. I'm okay with people fucking dwarves. I'm not okay with people fucking midgets. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Look at her.
It's
she's
the
being,
same.
She's being
oh, my God. Do you not know the difference between a midget and a dwarf?
About
okay, so dwarves can mature into adult features. Midgets look like babies their entire lives.
I mean, like, that's probably what happened to your hands.
Shut up.
You and Donald Trump have something in common.
Okay, if you insult them long enough, they will no longer be offered.
I have plenty of fucking things to rub my own dick with, like my own bread hooks. Get out of here. You like bread hooks or hands?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her T-Rex hands.
Yeah, I can jack off just as well. Like, what do you think I did before you're around?
I'm assuming you do better than me.
Blowing loads all over the place. Coming right in the cum box.
Ew.
I know. But my wife has a problem with little people. And, like, she visually, like, goes, ugh, gross. Anytime she sees, like, a little person at Walmart.
Okay.
And, like, okay. She'll see, like, a little person.
No.
She'll see a little person reaching for something on, like, a high shelf, but they're about to get it. And she'll, like, take it out of their reach and, like, put it on a higher shelf.
I am not any less grossed out by midgets and dwarves than I am by regular human beings.
See,
ugh is for the entire species.
I'd fuck a midget. Like, if a midget came up to me, I'd be like,
oh my God, why would you? No, it's a baby face.
I'd be like, you know, you can, you know, stand up and suck my dick. It's so easy.
They don't get that tall.
I mean, up to my hips, at least.
I think midgets can only reach 2 feet, max.
Well, then I'll just, you know, have them give me a blumpkin, then. They can stand.
How long are your legs? Do you know?
Like 3 feet, probably.
Okay, so then a midget won't reach.
Okay. They can have a step stool.
That is just even worse.
I mean, come on. We're at this point now. So
I mean, like,
is this
you
just
know,
like gross hentai land?
I mean,
I was
like,
about to say, we can always just imagine them as like anime-ish.
I mean,
watch enough of hentai.
I mean, midgets can, you know, fuck doggy style standing up. They're like, oh yeah. It's like the only fucking fuck style.
Wait, is your fucking lampshade just midget sized?
Maybe it is.
Maybe.
I need to fuck that thing.
No, you don't.
Just to upset what? You.
Okay, the second your dick goes inside that, your dick will have to be quarantined for like another 3 months before it's allowed access back into mine.
Why? All that's ever been in there is lube.
Yeah, and that lube has been festering with God knows what. How many times have you shoved Dick Rambone in that? And Dick Rambone has been shoved into what other structures?
Your mouth?
Exactly. God only knows what's living in my mouth.
So, yeah, it's just like a fucking, you know, the bacteria from your mouth is in this fucking pussy.
Exactly.
I'll just squirt it out. The asshole and the pussy connect.
Yeah,
I can take it outside, put a hose in it, and
Well, you have a bat, like, wouldn't your shower head hose is make it
explode, though?
One of the hoses.
God, I'd hope so. I'd hope it, like, blows up with water and, like, becomes a big-ass balloon, and I, like, fucking hit someone in the face with pussy and ass.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, imagine, like, having, like, a little person, you know, to fuck. I mean, I can, like, hold them in the air.
Can
and
we just... please move on?
No, we can't, because it upsets you. It's because
you upset him earlier when you said he'd been playing that game for a year and he couldn't win it still.
So, like, you can, like, fuck them in the air. Like, they're, like, superheroes. I'm like, look, you're flying. And I'm, like, ramming them in their ass. I'm like, yeah.
Ew, no, it's and they so have, gross.
Like, high-pitched munchkin voices. I'm like, yeah, what up?
Oh, my God.
I know. It's horrible.
God. Okay.
Do not go spill my fucking champagne, bitch.
Oh, look at Corny. She's going down the, you know, midget porn rabbit hole.
Why not? Can't we,
why are there rabbits involved? When did we get to rabbits?
I mean, like, they're mythical creatures and, are you know, they play evil. They play with rabbits and they, like, play their flute or whatever. They're like little leprechauns.
Wait, leprechauns play with rabbits?
I don't know. They probably eat them.
Are they rabbits or are they hares?
I don't know. As long as it has a penis.
I think they're hares.
No, hares is what you have on your head and what I have on my ass. I have a lot of them.
I'm sorry, you have more ass hair than deep voice.
What are you saying? My deep voice.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
Like, why?
Ew. Why?
She's looking at midget porn over
there.
You
deliberately sought this out. Why are you now not happy?
See,
I'm definitely not happy, Alex.
No, I don't need to see this.
Oh, that's hot. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
Oh, look, you subscribed. Excellent.
No, I didn't.
Isn't premium free, though, still because of... COVID?
I have no idea. I haven't even gotten...
Oh, did it rescind it with America's Side Quest?
I haven't even, like, fully signed up. Like, I tried, and it's like, give me your credit card. I'm like, I don't trust you,
they
bitch.
They still ask for your credit card?
Of course they do.
Oh, my God. Did you get a family plan or no?
No. Give it to your child. Be like, here, son. You know, that way I can track what kind of fucking, you know, fetishes you're into. You know, and
why
give
do
that...
you need to track that?
I'm sure if you tracked, like, what kind of fetishes people are into, you could stop a lot of crime.
Don't, like, isn't fetishes, like, a lot more common than people actually think it is? And there's, like, pretty specifically broad
categories.
Yeah,
but if you're, like, sitting here, like, watching rape porn all day, it's like, okay, you know, fucking.
Ew, rape porn is gross.
I mean, like, you know, reluctant porn, you know, that's great. You know, she's like, I don't know. Oh, $100? Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, how about in
your
ass?
It's a no-brainer.
How about in your ass? Yeah. I don't know. $25? Get right in there, boy.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
See, I love these hoes.
Bargain.
See, like, if I could get fucking $100 for a dick in my ass, yeah, I might take it.
What would you do with $100?
Yeah. Fucking put it in my wallet.
And?
Spend it on Taco Bell.
Oh my gosh.
That's it?
Taco Bell? Really?
Taco Bell. Trust me, like, you know.
Oh, so you're asking. Oh, wait. Can I make this into a joke?
Probably not.
So your ass can suffer the same consequences as your dick if you get an STI?
No. That way my next shit is really soft and it doesn't hurt as much.
Sure.
Have you ever had a Taco Bell shit? They're so soft.
My stomach was upset all day yesterday.
Good. But, like, you know, like, when you have, like, a kid and you, like, hold him and, like, look, you're flying. You know, you can, like, do a football hold with, like, a midget and, like, slide him on your dick while you're walking. Or
put no,
him,
I don't want to go back, like, to the midgets. I don't want to go back to the midgets.
Put him in, like, a baby bajorn or whatever and, like, fuck him, like, while you're walking. Like, just, you know.
Don't you have other subjects in
your
book?
Oh, I do. But like, you know, put them in like the baby Bajoran thing.
No.
And like, yeah, you know, like as you're walking, you're like no. fucking them and like, yeah, like with their little baby hands. Oh, I love how upset you are. And then, like the other one I put,
no!
put here, being too real as a man makes you a fag, so only women can be fags.
Only women?
Only women are allowed to be fags.
Okay, what does fag mean in this sentence? Because I don't think it means cigarette.
Faggot, like being like a little pussy boy.
So Logan?
So like being like overly sensitive. Like you're
What's
not
wrong with being in touch with your emotions?
It's just you're not allowed as a man. Yeah, you every man has to be a real ass dude.
Says who?
Says society.
So are you?
Yeah, I'm fucking a real ass dude.
You are?
Hell yeah. I like pussy
You're
and
like
trucks.
You're like tensing your pec muscles while saying this.
I like pussy and trucks and guns and beer.
I mean, can't
and
women
titties.
Like that too?
No.
Why not?
You have to like flowers and butterflies because if you don't, we're going to kill them.
Okay, so I like butterflies as a artistic design and as a potential tattoo. I don't actually like the butterfly, the bug. I think all insects are quite honestly creepy.
Yeah, she's kind of weird about that.
But, yeah, whatever. That one was like a stupid one that I like thought of like when I was like really tired. And when I get too tired, I become delusional. But let me tell you. Some stories that happened to me this fucking week.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, I was doing my route, and, you know, there's this homeless guy that has, like, this little motorized bike. It's a little shitty bike.
Like a moped?
Like a bicycle, but, like, the back wheel is, like, a fat tire. You know, it's, like, crazy. It, like, imagine, like, Mad Max.
Like what my dad had.
Kind of. Imagine Mad Max had a bicycle.
I don't know who that is.
Remember that video game I was playing with the fucking crazy people?
That's like all your video games.
Remember that car video game with like fucking Gollum from Lord of the Rings? Where he's like,
Is this the one with the moving cities?
No, but it's the one where I was like in a car. But, you know, imagine like the apocalypse and everything's a fucking desert.
Okay.
Courtney, do you know what Mad Max is?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
aware.
Thank you. I'm like,
I'm so sorry.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. But so, like, this Mad Max fucking homeless dude, you know, stops me. You know, he's like, hey, you got my tie, man. You know, just, I'm like, fuck. I really don't want to talk to this homeless guy. And his hands are black, too. Like, just straight, solid fucking black. Like I haven't gotten that level of fucking black. And I'm like, half of me is, like, wondering what this guy actually smells like, but I don't want to get that close.
Why are you wondering what he smells like?
Because it's, like, when you see a dirty gym bag, you have to take a sniff. But,
I think that's only you.
That's men. That's every fucking man.
Ew.
You know, you're like, okay, you know, I got to take a sniff.
You're all fucking disgusting goats.
Yep. Greatest of all time. But
disgusting.
And so I'm like talking to, and he's like telling me fucking stories. He's like, oh my God, I fucking take this bike and I'm going to go to Arizona. I'm like, good, stay there. You know, like in my head, but I'm being cordial because, you know, he hasn't, you know, done anything crazy. I don't want to get stabbed in the face with a screwdriver.
You know, are you like sitting in your truck?
No, I'm fucking unloading these tires.
Okay, so you're working.
I am
and
working.
He just walked up to you.
He's standing at the fucking base of my truck.
Okay, I thought you were like stuck at a stoplight or something.
No, and so.
So you're like walking back and forth.
Yeah, I'm walking back and forth, and he's like, and he's like telling stories like. It's like, so, like, the other day, there's, like, this Mexican lady on the phone. Her three-year-old ran out into traffic, and I'm, like, screaming, someone grab that kid!
Oh, my.
And I'm like, how many teeth does this guy have? I'm, like, you know, out of the conversation. But he's just, like, glad that, you know, he's, like, oh, a clean person to talk to. And then I'm, like, oh, dude, yeah, that's cool. He's, like. You know, like, I got this tent right here, and so I was, like, talking to this other, you know, gross bitch down in, like, Cortez, you know.
This
and,
gross bitch in Cortez.
And, you know, I was fucking her.
Do you really have to classify them as gross?
Yeah, he was telling stories.
Aren't they already gross by definition of a bitch?
I was telling...
What's a...
What are you doing? Stop it. Just turn off the lights then.
No.
So, you know, he's like, yeah, I was fucking her. And, you know, I don't have any condoms. And I hope she didn't notice. That, I don't know what happened to that kid. I'm sure he grabbed that kid and ate that kid. He looked like, you know, remember that fucking painting, like that Renaissance era painting of like that dude like eating like the top half of a kid? He looked like that. He's like, argh. I'm like, that's what I assume happened to that kid. He just got like, argh. Like the top half of him just got bit off. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I gotta go. Yeah.
It's a good call.
Yeah, you know, but call. Yeah, he's like, you know. He's like, yeah, I was fucking this chick, and she's like saying I was boring because I believe in aliens, and I'm like, why am I not fucking surprised here?
Yeah.
Why am I just, I'm like, yeah, cool, dude. Like, I do not care. Just shut the fuck up and leave me alone. It's not even that you're homeless. It's just that you're talking to me, and I have shit to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, fuck you. And then, like, you know, I like, you know, go in and get my shit signed. And then he picked up the tire that was for his bike and just like walked around the corner. So I'm pretty sure he stole that shit.
Oh my God. Most likely did.
I don't care. It's no longer my fucking problem. And he needs a special machine to fucking mount it anyway, which he didn't seem like he had.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just one fucking story that happened this week. I think I have like another one. Oh, yeah.
So it was a tricycle?
No, it was a bicycle. Two wheels, but the back one was powered by a motor.
Why are you buying a bicycle wheel at a tire shop? Do they sell bicycles?
No, it's a fucking fat wheel. It's like a ATV wheel that goes, because the back of it is wider. It's like a motorcycle tire. It's a motorcycle tire. We'll just put it that way, okay?
We'll just put it that way.
It's a motorcycle. He has a motorcycle. But, like, the front tire was, like, pink, and it looked like he stole it from, like, a little girl's bicycle. So it was really weird.
Really?
Yeah. It was, like the inside was pink. I'm like, that got stolen for sure. It's homeless.
Okay, pink doesn't mean it was a girl's.
Or like, a fucking gay boy. I mean, whatever.
Why would that matter?
If you suck dick, you're a girl. Like, just get over it. You're getting your fucking drinks paid for, and you're sucking dick, your chick.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
That's, you know, straight up what it is. I mean, like, you know, if you take a dick, if you have a dick come into one of your orifices and you get your dinner and drinks paid for, chick.
I don't know how else to define femininity beyond that one single point.
It's straight up what it is. So, yeah. Yeah, pink bicycle tire telling me sex stories. And I didn't want to get stabbed in the face with a rusty screwdriver and contract AIDS, so...
How do you know it would be rusty?
Because he was rusty.
Where does he get a screwdriver?
He probably stole that shit, too.
From who sells screwdrivers?
Homeless people. Fucking just...
Wait, they sell them to other homeless people?
No, he just stole it.
From where?
I don't know. Probably from someone's backyard, or...
Where do you buy a screwdriver?
The hardware store. Oh my God, you're way too tired. You're way too high. But, you know, I have another story that happened this week. So, as, you know, some of you might know, there's a website called OnlyFans, which is generally for fucking, you know, bitches showing titties and ass and, you know, fucking Sims paying for it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And so...
Move on.
Your face is like, what the fuck?
Move on.
But
I'm tired of asking them questions.
So, you know, I like one of my, you know, one of the comedy groups that I frequent all the time, you know, put some shit out on OnlyFans. So I'm like, all right, it's free. I'm going to go fucking subscribe to their OnlyFans to see what, you know, free shit they put, you know, because they're allowed to show their assholes. And so I'm like, okay, I can, you know, see, you know, asshole. Like they have uncensored videos on their website as well. So I've seen way too many dicks. But I'm like, I haven't seen none of these guys as assholes. And fucking Lewis is very...
Should I feel sorry for you or feel good for you?
Let me finish the story. Jesus Christ. This is why women are never invited to storytelling. They're just like, let's interrupt him halfway through his story and ask a dumb question.
Well, I mean, like, she held herself back that first time.
I'm like, yeah, you try. You like gave me like a look, like, what? But yeah, so, you know, I go in to try and subscribe. It's like, you need an account. So I'm like, all right, fucking set up an account. Boo doo 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 doo. Okay, put in a credit card. I'm like, all right, fine. Put in my credit card so I can subscribe to this horse shit. And it's like, we're going to charge you a penny and then, you know, give you your penny back. Just to make sure your credit card's working. I'm like, coolio. And then my bank calls me. They're like, oh, a penny is missing from your fucking account. What are you going to do? We're locking this shit down. That's way too much. You've never spent that kind of fucking money. And OnlyFans. So they called me and texted me like, woo-woo, like red lights going off. I'm like, oh, shit. So, yeah, fucking thanks a lot, fucking Louis J. Gomez. You motherfucking, you know, made my bank call me over a fucking penny lost. But, you know, I'm not paying fucking any money for any of these other bitches. Like, porn is free. I don't know. I would not understand why people fucking pay money to see one girl's, like, you know, titties, ass, and pussy.
I mean, isn't that basically what you're doing?
Yeah, I can go look, I can go online and look at a whole. We were just looking at midget porn like a second ago.
You were.
Yeah.
You were.
Spank bank right up here. You know, I'm, like tonight, you know, you'd be asleep. I'm like, oh, yeah, rub one out and just come on your back. I'm like, yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, the gross homeless guy and then the fucking, all that horse shit. And, you know, it was my birthday this week, too.
Yay, happy birthday.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I bought him presents, and we had cake and ice cream, and yeah.
So.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did tell you.
No, you didn't.
You asked about the cake even, which is great.
No, I there's a thing that I was asking. I'm like, what cake did you get? Why'd you get cake?
Courtney, remember when I was making plans to buy the ice cream cake?
You didn't even tell me the reason. You just said that you wanted an ice cream cake, and you never specified that it was his birthday.
Well, it was my birthday.
Happy birthday, belated.
I'm going to miss your birthday by like fucking 10 days too.
My God.
But yeah, your birthday's in the middle of the week, so it doesn't even matter.
Mine is?
No.
Yeah.
It is actually, because 4th of July is on a Saturday.
But yeah, so like on my birthday, I went to a fucking place called Tequila's.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I went with my buddy Jason because I'm like, yeah, fuck it. You know, I want to go with a friend and, you know, have some dinner. And I get a margarita. I'm like, house margarita.
Go ahead.
Wait, what the fuck happened?
Alex!
Did she queef at you? Because I didn't hear shit.
It smells so bad.
She's like, why does it smell like cum and farts? Oh, no. It came from your pussy.
Okay, for the record, it was not a queef.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay back here. But, so we go to this place. I get a margarita. And, you know, my dumbass doesn't really understand what a pitcher is. I just imagine, like, a pitcher is, like, a bigger fucking margarita glass.
What?
Wait, really?
Babe.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
What?
Like, it was a bigger fucking, like, it was $15. So I'm like.
Comes in pints?
So, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, bring me out a pitcher of margarita.
Oh, dear, babe.
And, you know, he brings me one glass.
Uh-huh.
And the fucking, like, a fucking actual, like, pitcher. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, shit. And it is too late at this point to be like, never mind.
That's like 2.5 quarts, right?
It's a lot. It's like a gallon. And I'm like.
I don't think, pitchers do come in a gallon size, though. You're right.
It was like the fucking big-ass pitcher. It was a lot. So, I'm like
round table pitcher size?
Yeah, like round table pitcher size. That's exactly the pitcher.
Yeah, that's
the plastic one. Yeah. So, I'm like pouring myself a fucking margarita. I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. Because, like, I understand, you know, because, like, you know, by the time I'm, like, done with my second margarita, I start to feel it. I'm like, no. They fucking made this shit with tequila?
Yeah.
You know, like other restaurants will just, like, shake a tequila bottle above the fucking margarita and be like, that's enough. Like, they won't even pour it in. They'll just shake it and be like, the essence of, you know, tequila is in here. The spirit. Ah. Yes. And, oh my. And I'm like, oh no. And so I'm like third glass. I'm like, all right, I'm getting there. You know, fourth. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm verging on drunk. Fifth. I'm like, okay, I'm there. I'm drunk. You know, sixth. I'm like, oh god, damn it. I'm like,
that was like me and Alex when we shared that two of the fish bowls.
Yeah, I'm like halfway through this thing at the point. And I like look at the guy. I'm like, hey, do you have any to-go cups for this? You know, and like, no. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. So I like, you know, pay. You know, I tip them really good. I tip them $20. Mm-hmm. And they come running
how
out.
How much was your meal?
It was like $70.
Oh, then yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I tip good.
What did you eat?
I got appetizers. I told Jason, like, get whatever you want. He got, like, enchiladas and a whole bunch of other shit. I got a big-ass burrito, and, you know, we got a couple other things and drinks. And
oh, that sounds so yummy.
So, yeah, it was, like, $70. I tipped him 20, and they, you know, come running out after us, like, senor, would you like the Gold Cups? I'm like, oh, you changed your tune, did you? After you saw my tip. And yeah, they fucking
isn't
you know,
karma nice sometimes.
Well, I mean, they well, like they were you know really good with their service.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, because there's only half capacity, and so I'm like, all right, yeah, cool.
Yeah, they paid it to you. You paid it to them. They paid it back to you. It just got this nice little circle of goodness going.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, sure. So like, I'm in Cortez like these two fucking margaritas. I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna fucking do. So I like, threw them in the fucking freezer at the hotel, and then. You know, transported him back home and threw him in the freezer here.
Really? That's what was on the bed the other morning. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, margaritas.
There was like this weird ass styrofoam cup in the middle of our bed when I woke up like Thursday morning. And I was like, what the shit? I didn't get Mexican food. What the shit? And so I just like, what the shit? Like all
you
day wondering.
You had forgotten, huh?
I was trying to figure out, I was like checking my bank account. Like, did somebody else buy dinner last night and not consult me, the bank book manager? But like, no.
Dude, like it's so hot right now. Like fucking sleeping is a nightmare. Like I have to like sleep with ice packs. Yeah, my wife, she looks at me the other night and she's like, aren't you built for this?
I'm sorry.
I'm like,
you
what?
Are a Mexican.
I'm like, George Floyd just fucking died for
oh
your
my
sins.
God. You genetically originated from Central America. You should be more prepared for this type of heat.
I came from here. I am
a white
Native American.
Bitch with Norwegian roots. How am I more comfortable in this heat than you?
Because my tribe comes from Idaho, which is a lot colder.
Why was your tribe in Idaho of all fucking places?
Because they're Blackfoot, you know.
Ugh. Why weren't you like Aztec or something? Oh, wait.
That's not an Indian tribe.
That's not.
Good job. Try so again.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so
it's like,
high.
Why weren't they Aboriginal?
So fucking
it's like,
high.
Oh, wait.
I'm so
why weren't you Spaniard?
You were not. Oh, my God.
I am Spaniard.
Okay, at least I kept it on the same continent.
I mean, you tried.
You tried.
Not in the
that
same country.
That was a
country.
Better guess than Spain. That was a much better guess.
But yeah, I'm sleeping with fucking ice packs. And she's like, you know, aren't you built for this? I'm like, bitch, get out of here. And she loves the heat. She's like, oh yeah, it's so warm.
It is warm.
My toes are like warm.
Yeah, and see? I don't have to put my cold feet on you all the time anymore. Isn't that nice for you? Isn't that nice?
No, because like my body is, you know, evolved to always be warm. And so when it's already warm and I just get warmer, it's fucking miserable.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. It sucks.
It does not for me.
It's supposed to thunderstorm tomorrow.
Yeah.
I like how, like, Courtney is, like, for the first time, like, not looking at porn, but, like, at weather.
It's because she's worried about her dad listening.
Oh, no. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Wait, what's your dad's name again?
Tony.
Okay. Hey, Tony, if you're listening to this, your daughter watches porn all the time, so it's probably best that you're paralyzed when she moves in with you.
Oh, my God.
You asshole. Come on.
You won't, you know, walk in on her or anything. I mean, you won't be walking in on anything, but.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm like, Dad, you can't listen to this. You can only listen to, like, the weekend quickies, and even that's kind of a stretch.
Yeah, so.
Well, you shouldn't.
You did offer a warning.
Why would you even tell him about podcasts?
Because Courtney.
Because I was talking keep secrets. To him. And I mentioned the podcast. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, you do realize you're still going to be on the podcast even when you move to California. You're just going to do it from your phone using Zoom.
Yeah.
And
I'm aware.
Yeah, we're just going to run you through all this.
You have obligations now.
I know.
And she'll be able to, like, look at porn and I won't be able to catch her.
Oh, my God.
She'll be, like, on her phone and be like, yeah. Yeah,
my dad just put a security camera on the porch, and it has like a microphone. I'm like, really? Why'd you do that right before I'm moving in? Now I can't talk shit. Not that I would, but like, yeah.
See, you know, you definitely would though, and
there are cons to moving in with a parent.
No. You won't be able to kiss any of the boys on the front stoop, so you have to go to the back and then give them a blowjob.
What's a stoop?
Front porch.
Front porch. Man, even I knew that.
I just knew it wasn't the stoop of a boat, yeah, so I needed a new definition.
I mean, you lived out there in the boondocks, so, I mean, it's fine. You don't understand what many things are. You're like, yeah, I know what them feral pigs are and the moon crickets.
Oh, my God. What are moon crickets?
Look it up.
Really? I have to look it up? Okay. This is going to be amazing. Hopefully.
Hopefully Moon Crickets is amazing.
Hopefully it's funny as fuck. Come on.
I like the squinty eye look that my wife is giving me. I'm probably because so she's mad fucking.
At you.
She's, oh my God, really? Really? Oh my God. You're right. We didn't have any at all. And then there was one token one, and, like, they weren't there for that long.
You want to tell everyone what moon crickets are?
Oh, my God, no. Alex.
She's like, not in this political climate.
Yeah.
What?
Seriously,
oh, I'm
though,
really not going to like the answer now.
It's also yard ape, jungle ape, or zoo ape. Moon cricket, mud cricket. Spear chucker.
Jigaboo. Jungle bunny.
Oh my God.
Harambes.
I still don't know.
Black no? people.
It's a black person.
I like how seriously uncomfortable you are with any kind of racism, even if it's at a joke. You're like, no.
Well, I just feel even worse because I honestly don't even know what they are sometimes, and I hate how innocent
what,
I am.
What, black people are? They're people.
No, I just don't know a lot of racial terms, so I don't know how to recognize them.
Yeah, you shouldn't know all these. You should be apologizing right now to every black person you see.
I am
sorry, sir, that, you know, my ancestors enslaved you and made you dumb with not letting you read books.
Why, honestly, they actually enslaved themselves. They're the ones that caught each other and then sold them to us.
Damn, Courtney's super racist over here. No, you true. Might as well just drop the hard R right now. Jesus
it's true,
Christ.
Though. It's
yeah,
true.
They were POWs and got traded for salt. Cool. But, you know, after they got
what is POW?
Prisoner of War.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I knew POS stood for piece of shit, but I couldn't figure out what kind
POS?
Of weird word started with a W.
POS oh is a point of sale, actually.
Like, all I could come up with was piece of white, but that doesn't make
actually,
any
POS
more sense.
It is point of sale, but it also is piece of shit.
It took me 3 seasons of Hell's Kitchen to realize POS might have stood for something besides piece of shit whenever they were talking about the computer that did the sales for them, which
well,
also made
sense.
Sense.
Quite honestly.
So, but no, that took 3 seasons of Hell's Kitchen for me to figure that out.
She's like, God damn it.
Oh my God.
It made perfect sense.
Yeah, because it is a piece of shit. They are. They're fucking horribly overpriced computer systems that could probably be done differently.
See, like, I love it when people do it by hand, and, like, the waitress will, like, you know, do some chicken scratch, like, you know, and then they take it to the back, and it's like, is that a picture of a penis? Like, I don't understand. And she'll be like, no, this is a number 2, no tomatoes, add the guac, this is a number 5, you know, no bacon. You know, it's like...
It's shorthand. I mean...
Did you literally just hear him do my almost average burger order? No tomato and add guacamole?
Oh my God.
Automatically? Like, wasn't that cute?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, you just go into a restaurant and then, like, they put it in the back and, like, the people... You know, the people back there only speak Spanish, and now you're giving them another language of English to try and interpret, and like, fuck. These fucking gringos don't know nothing.
English is so hard to learn if it's not your first language.
Yeah. It's very easy to learn. Just learn it.
I'm autistic, and I still have a horrible time with the English language, and it's my first language.
My favorite are those people that are super-duper racist that get, you know, visibly angry anytime they hear Spanish being spoken.
I don't get why. At least it sounds prettier than English words.
They're like, learn English, you goddamn spick! Get the fuck out of my country! And it's like...
Why?
Oh, it makes for great footage. You know, I'm like, Dad, do you see her on CNN?
Do you seriously say that to your dad?
No, he's definitely not listening.
Oh.
I have never told him where to even find this shit. And, you know, if somehow he, you know, has the time to dig through the plethoras and plethoras of fucking podcasts, you know, I might put him on one, like, later down the road when we're in Hawaii with him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like, you're on a podcast. I'm not going to tell you what it is, you know, because I'm going to get to the point where I... You know, pre-record the entire intro. I'm like, hello, welcome to the Killing Seed Podcast. I'm wasting an hour and faggots. You know. And then, you know, record my outro. I'm like, come, you know, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, out the truck and gas. You know.
Oh my God. I don't even understand what you're trying to sound like.
Exactly. I'm like a retard. Everyone loves retards. Everyone.
I mean, this is true.
You know, like the movie Radio with a black retard, and, you know, like at the end of the movie, everyone loves him. You know, it's like, oh, look, your mom died. Ha ha. That sucks. We all love you now.
My favorite retarded thing was, you know, the Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah, of course.
So they used to have like a YouTube channel, and my favorite was Peanut Butter Jellyfish, and like, I cannot find it because they took it down because they started actually getting monetized through something else other than YouTube.
Yeah, SwearNet.
Where? It's SwearNet?
SwearNet. Yeah, they have a website, SwearNet.
Really?
Yeah, look it up. It's SwearNet. Oh, my God. It's like a paid, you have to pay for it, but, you know.
Oh. You do?
I'm pretty sure. Look it up. I don't know. But I'm sure you can see Bubbles' dick.
Oh, I don't ever want to see that.
I do. Like, as just a man that's so curious to be like, I wonder if,
what was the name of his three-toed cat? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Was it Clover?
That is like...
Or was it Mr. Something? Mr. Snuggles?
It's Mr. Whiskers or something. He, you know...
Oh, Mr. Whiskers is very close.
Mr. Whiskers, Jesus.
Shut up! Boys.
We're going to get in a heap of trouble over here. Jesus.
The poor cougar.
God damn it, Ricky.
Oh my God.
The poor cougar.
Yeah, I know. The fucking cougar that fucked Bubbles. Why did they even try to weed him off?
They could have just left him there.
Oh my goodness.
Just leave him.
Although eventually he would have gone vegetarian, and then he would have died because he got torn in a fish and went blind, and he developed heart disease.
Not with fucking weed. Weed just gives you the fucking munchies, and you'll just eat anything. Be like, oh, is that a steak? Is that a burger? Oh, off the grill. Oh, ouch! I burnt my whisker, but that's fine. But no, he can't because Ricky is out there stealing all the fucking barbecues in the goddamn trailer park.
More than once. we've had kittens come in and they'll have like some singed eyebrows because they decided to play with the candle flame and singe their whiskers a little bit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, cats are retarded.
They never do it again. They learn. But sometimes there's just a kitten with like a full set of whiskers on one side and then like no whiskers or like clearly singed and curled up kind of like little dead fern leaves.
Oh whiskers. My god.
And it's like, oh, someone was too dumb. Someone had to learn the hard way.
I mean, that's the same thing with children. They stick their fingers in light sockets and it's like, that's not the slit you want to go into. You know, when you turn about 15 is when you want to start.
That's how your bunny dies. They chew cords and electrocute themselves.
You know, you tell children, like, don't stick your finger in those slits, but when you're 15, you know, women have a fucking front slit, and it's great to finger them.
And the bunnies don't learn. If they survive it, they'll go back to chewing on cords the next day.
I love how you just went right past it. You're like,
I still had facts to report about bunnies, and like, I was focused.
Like, fingering? Ugh. Gross. Lame. First grade shit.
Okay, fine. Tell your joke again, and I will laugh if I appreciate it.
No, the joke's already been told.
Okay.
It's, you know, parents, you know, teaching their 15-year-old kids how to finger women because, you know, that's how you get to first base.
Well, why not? Some poor girl has to experience some guy with absolutely no knowledge.
I mean, that's how you get more knowledge is, you know.
I know, and that is so unfortunate.
You know, you can't just be
so
like,
so unfortunate.
I mean, if you're fingering, like, light sockets, you're going to fucking die. Like,
get in there.
Is that better or worse than a vacuum?
I mean, if you haven't stuck your dick in a vacuum, do it. You owe it to yourself. Just keep your balls away because your balls will get sucked in that fucking vacuum and it'll suck balls. Literally.
He's talking from experience.
Yeah, of course I am. I think I even talked about it in my last episode where I got my fucking...
In detail,
where I got my balls stuck in my fucking penis pump.
The smiles.
Yeah, it was legitimately the worst thing that has happened this year. It is worse than fucking George Floyd dying. You know, I'm like, dude, I'm sorry you died. That's sad and all. But did you get your ball stuck in a fucking penis pump? No, didn't think so. Shut the fuck up. You know, COVID-19. Sorry your grandma died and you got a new Buick. Cool. Did you get your penis pump, your dick, your balls stuck in a penis pump? No. Shut the fuck up.
Babe, when it happened, you yelled like Tom from like the really old Tom and Jerry cartoons, like the really old ones.
It was horrible.
That's exactly the noise you made.
Sorry your like business got burnt cats. Down by looters. Did you get your balls stuck in a penis pump? Didn't think so. Count your blessings, motherfucker.
Oh my god.
Do you remember the really old meme where someone was like in line to
World War III? Did you get your balls stuck in a penis pump? Shut up. Shut your war the fuck out of here.
No, the one where they're in line to get into SpongeBob and the fish dude is like, you have to be such and such tough to be in there. And then the response is the meme.
Oh my gosh. So
your response is you survived.
So I remember, like...
Did I explain that in any way?
No, it was horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
it was a really funny thought.
Because, like, I remember back in the day, I was at a movie theater, and I saw a preview for that movie, that SpongeBob movie.
Uh-huh.
And
there was a movie?
Yeah, SpongeBob, that's what that's from.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, they go to, like, the bottom of Bikini...
I've never seen a whole episode.
Yeah, they go to, like, the bottom of Bikini Bottom, and, you know, they have, like, seaweed mustaches, and, like, you know, they, like, there's, like, a guy that's, like, that's not a mustache, and he, like, pulls down his face, and he doesn't have anything. He goes, and, like, poops out, like, a mustache out of his face. Like, poof, you know, like, right away, I'm, like, yeah, that's what I want. But regardless, you're watching like the fucking previews for this movie, and mm-hmm. there's a scene where like SpongeBob's like, you know, the back end of him like, you know, pops open, and a black lady from the audience goes, "Woo, sexy ass!" is dead quiet and is the fucking greatest joke ever fucking told.
Oh my gosh.
Just, I'm like, God damn. Kicking everything down. Whatever.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did.
You're kicking cords. It's fine. But yeah, you know, it was just perfectly silent. And she's, you know, boom. And I knew it was a black chick. You know, because you could hear the sass in her voice. And she dared anyone to say some shit about it. And I'm like, ah. You know, fucking made everyone in the theater laugh because she said it loud as shit. And I'm like, oh, thank God I'm like four rows back. I'll be able to hear the movie at least. I mean, I kind of hope that they keep on, you know, making movies, you know, released at home. You know, just don't watch them with any black people. I'm like, don't go in that room. Don't go in that room. You're going to die if you go in that room. You know it. Girl, don't go in that. Oh, look at you. You gone and done it. You went in the fucking room, dumb bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're dead now. Yeah, see what I tell you. Listen to Shaniqua. I have the wisdom, bitch. I have it.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you, like... There's things that black people are just better at, like making Kool-Aid, way better. Picking cotton, way better.
Making cotton?
Picking cotton.
Oh.
I like my wife's giving me squinty eyes again.
I have to.
Yeah.
She's like, Black Lives Matter, everyone. They truly do. Black Lives Matter.
Sure they do.
And, you know, I'm like, I agree with your fucking, you know, sentiment. Yeah, cops need to stop shooting y'all niggas, but, you know, stop fucking burning down the buildings and, you know, acting like Harambes.
Yeah, be nice.
What is a Harambe?
Remember that gorilla that everyone lost their shit over when it got fucking shot by the zookeeper? Because, like, some, like, white lady let her white son get in there and it got dragged around a little bit.
Okay. So they people got mad that they shot the ape?
Yeah, they should have shot the kid, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I mean, yeah, put it out of his misery, but why does anybody care?
Like, I kind of would have paid money to see that ape, like, eat that fucking kid. It'd have been great. Like, that homeless... It was probably that homeless guy that I saw, you know, this week.
Was the ape shot by a zookeeper or by a policeman?
By the zookeeper.
Okay, so then why was there an outcry?
Because... It was an ape. Like, it's the same fucking dumbass bullshit. Remember, like, when that robot on Mars, like, ran out of battery and everyone got sad about it?
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, no, it's getting dark, Mr. NASA person. And, you know, everyone's like, no. And then, like, it came back online and no one gave a shit. It's sensationalized news because people make memes out of it and they think they're a part of it.
Okay, if a zookeeper was the one who shot the ape, I'm assuming that was his best judgment call in that situation.
Yeah, to save the child.
Okay, so then why is that a big deal?
I don't know why he didn't just throw him some bananas. Or some, you know, fucking 20-inch rims.
Oh, that's why they're called Harambes. Okay. I think I made the connection.
Black people, apes, Harambes. Harambe is an ape.
Yeah.
It's, you know, bad racism. And now that the joke's been explained, you know, it fucking sucks. Jesus. It's like fucking pulling teeth. It's like, ah.
Man, people are dumb.
She's like pointing at my wife. She's like,
yeah. Low key.
It's like, people are dumb. You know what's great is, like, we didn't introduce anyone at the beginning of this podcast.
No, because you are still covering up the fact that you have not finished getting over
it. Yes, I have. I've beaten the game twice. Mm-hmm. 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 Yep, I beat it twice. Yeah, you beat it twice. Get over it now.
Sure.
Remember, like, last time I was here?
Your pot doesn't look any more gold, so I doubt it.
Yeah, but... Whatever, I'll show you later. It doesn't even matter.
Sure. You won't show her now, though.
Nope.
I'll show you next week.
You literally just force quit your Steam to avoid me being proven right.
No, because you're going to come over here and touch my computer, and your womanly charms would fucking, you know, bring up big black dicks across my screen.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that can't be denied.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you even plugged in all the way?
Yeah, right?
Did it click?
No.
It clicks.
It does?
Yeah. You have, like, shove it in hard like a fucking dildo into a dry pussy. It's crazy.
No, it clicked.
Why would you do that?
I don't know
why. Well, you've been able to hear me, right?
Yeah, no, I can hear you now, but you're, like, crackling there for a second.
Yeah, I don't know what that was either.
I mean, you know, irregardless.
Big word, wow.
I know. Inconceivable.
Oh, God.
I mean, The Princess Bride was such a dumb fucking movie.
Why would you say that?
Because they should have just killed that fucking dude.
Did you realize that was the first movie you and me watched together as a couple?
No. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I can't.
He picked it out, too, by the way.
It's probably because I wanted to.
It was very romantic. Thank you.
He probably wanted to fuck you.
I probably just at least wanted to finger her. Poor thing,
I didn't even put out afterwards either.
Yeah, girls these days now have it harder because it's like you either suck my dick or you go home and you pay for your own cab, bitch.
Oh my.
Yeah, I mean you're going into like a hard world out there in California. I mean it's gonna be a blizzard of bad dicks and fucking bad dates. You better save up money to pay for your own dinner.
Yeah. I will. I'll have to. I'll watch some of that D. I mean,
yeah.
Oh my God, but think of all the money you're saving because you're going back to cheap nails and cheap sushi. You know?
Right.
See, it'll be even better because, you know, she'll be like in the other room fucking, and her dad will be like, "Stop fucking! I can hear you fucking." You know, and it's like, "Fuck me harder." Turn up the music. Be louder.
Oh my God,
Cardi, stop it! Stop fucking! That's my daughter in there.
Oh my gosh!
If I could get up, I would and run away. This house is a prison. It's like your body's a prison, Dad. Ah. That's gonna happen too. Yeah, like the next day he's like gonna like wheel in his fucking Stephen Hawking's wheelchair. I heard you fucking last night.
Oh my God. Really? Oh my God. Oh, and this is why he can never ever. Oh my God. Even the stuff we talked about like last episodes, all of them are horrifying.
Yeah, no, like this podcast is for adults. Like, if you're a child and you're listening to this, that just means you're cool. But, you know, it's for adults.
It's for adults. Oh, my God. Oh, my. So, Alex's mom ended up borrowing a book from me once, and it had sex in it. And she's like,
it wasn't even good sex either.
It wasn't. It just alluded sucked. To it.
And then her mom fucking got wet forever. The end.
Like, 2 pages was the max.
And
we're talking, like, super big font with, like, at least double spacing.
See, if men could read, 2 pages would be stuck together.
Oh, my God.
And there was a lot of uncomfortable, correct Hearst terminology as well.
Yeah.
It was super correct.
Grabbed her clitoris.
Not like that.
See, like, I want to see, like, a... You know, just a thanks I hate it fucking sex novel. You know.
A what?
A thanks I hate it sex novel. Like, just a fucking sex novel where it's like, I mean, it's horrible. I hate everything that is in this novel. It's like, he used his tongue to lash at her labia and clitoris.
I hated those. Yeah. They were terrible.
Oh, is that real fucking shit?
Oh, it's terrible. There is.
It's like there's a specific brand. They're called bodice ripper ones,
mm-hmm.
And they're fucking dumb as shit. And they don't really go into that much detail of sex.
Okay, it's you all know how
flowery
there's
language and like using other euphemisms, and it's just hilarious.
Okay, so you know how there's a crazy hotline for women, for men to gauge with them with, right? There is a good sex. Twitter? Oh my God, whatever. There is a good sex, good plot line. Okay, so the better the sex is, the worse the plot is, and vice versa. And so you have to choose and you have to sacrifice.
I want to choose your own adventure sex book. I feel like that'd be amazing. Someone make that. If you're listening to this, have you ever seen the... I can't hear your mic. Like, you're not plugged in all the way or some shit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
You know, like the choose your own adventure... Like, did you ever listen to like the Goosebumps choose your own adventure or read them?
No.
Okay, so back in the day, Goosebumps had a series of books called Choose Your Own Adventure. And what it was is you would choose, like, you know, you go to page one and you'd read, and it's like, you know, if you choose this, go to page two. If you choose this, go to page five. You know, and you'd, you know, choose whatever you're doing. And you'd go through the book, and either you would survive, which is the good ending, or you would die. And it's like, you know, you chose wrong. Go back to page, you know, three or whatever.
This is just like the Japanese, like, love games, right?
No idea what that is.
You know, we're like...
Toma games, yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
It's like, it's that style.
Yeah, it's but, like, I want, like, a book play. That you can read. And then it's like, choose your... You know, if you want to pull out your penis and say, suck my dick, go to page five. If you want to hold her hand and look longingly in her eyes, go to page 10. Okay, I'm going to go to page 10 and play it safe. You fucking dweeb. You don't get laid ever. You're dying a virgin, faggot. So you're like going back to page five. She fucking blew the rape whistle. You're now in jail. And then I can leave the rest of the fucking pages blank. Hmm. And these retards just bought my book. Too late.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
But you have to make sure it stays sealed. So it has to come in plastic wrapping so that it doesn't get...
Oh yeah, like, you know, fucking... You know, I also want to, like, make a book where, like, I make special editions that have different endings.
Oh my God. You That's know, like the director's cut of a No, like,
not...
Movie.
Not But just release them wildly out there and never tell anyone. So, like, when they're like, oh, my God, did you read this book? Yeah, I was
so
sad.
Oh, is that what director's cuts are?
Director's cuts are where the director just talks over the entire movie like they're a black person. But, you know, what I'm talking...
Wait, is that why they have extra scenes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, most of the time they have extra scenes.
Yeah, but they have deleted scenes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I forgot what I was talking. Like, I was talking about, like, the fucking choose your own adventure books. But yeah, I mean, have them, you know, sealed up. Oh, and yeah, you know, I know what I was talking about. Having the different ending books,
mm-hmm.
and just release them wildly. So, like, have the same fucking book. No, you know, there's no markings that tell you it's a different fucking book. And, you know, have like seven different endings and release them in different fucking rarities. You know, throughout the world, or at least throughout America. So, you know, you'd get this book and it'd have this ending. It's like, oh no, she died. That's so sad. Did you see? It's like, no, she, you know.
Okay, so you wouldn't be able to tell them
apart from up front at
all. Okay.
And so it's like, just, you know, you're sitting there and just like, okay, this ending goes to this book, this ending goes to this book. You know, and just, like, release some, like, lottery tickets. And so, you know, like, this ending, you know, is super-duper rare to get.
I don't know.
You know, I'd have to have a publishing company that'd be on board with that.
You could always self-publish it and do it off of Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just have seven different publishers. And each of them is under the impression they have their own unique copy.
I mean, technically it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be so much fun because people would be like, oh, fuck. You know, and it'd just be like, and I wouldn't do it till the last fucking book. You know, like, I'd have a book that, you know, it's like super engaging. People are like, oh, man, I can't wait till, like, you know, I get to like the fourth book. And, you know, it's like the finale.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're all fucking different.
They're all fucking different. And people are like, Alex, what really happened? It's like, Alex is dead. Sorry, guys. You'll never know.
You'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
But, you know, oh, look, shit, we're already at an hour.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Yeah, we fucking, we blew through that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much for a waste hour.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I try and keep it down to an hour. But I do have another podcast called Argue This, which, you know, we just recorded the latest episode about the great gun debate. So if you enjoy hearing black people get angry about guns and politics, you know, go ahead and give that a listen.
That's your advertising point?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's your sell point.
I mean, I'm not selling it.
What else are you doing right now?
Whatever. But yeah, I mean, we argue about different things.
You're selling your wares. Shh,
quiet. These are free. All this is free. I paid for this, and it is free.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Fine, you're no airing them.
No advertisements yet.
You're airing them.
Trust me, the second that someone approaches me with ads, I'm like, yes. What are we selling? Victoria's Secret panties? Yeah, I'll wear them too. I don't care. I'll sell out.
Babe, they don't have your size.
No. That's why they just get two of them. And they just cut out the crotches of each, and that's my leg holes.
You know, like the princess monster from Adventure Time. Ugh.
But, you know, thank you for listening. Check out Argue This. You can find it on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And you can find me at AlexTheTruck on Instagram and Twitter. And email me at humanpodcastnetwork@gmail.com. All this shit will be linked in the description. Girls have anything to say?
No, not really.
I'm content.
And just so everyone is clear, I absolutely did.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, you didn't.
I finished getting over it. Bye.